Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Results from the Iowa presidential caucuses late yesterday are confusion, as the actual results have been delayed by technical glitches. They may not be released until sometime later today. The state Democratic Party saying it found inconsistencies in the reporting of three sets of results. Most of the major candidates have already left Iowa, and they're now in New Hampshire, among them Senator Elizabeth Warren.
When I left Iowa, I said it was too close to call, and it still is, but I feel good.
More senators are expected to explain their votes in the president's impeachment trial today on the Senate floor. A final vote on the two articles is scheduled to happen tomorrow, and the president's expected to be acquitted. President Trump will give the annual State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress tonight, expected to tout things like new trade deals and the strong economy. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Arguably the most well-known radio talk show host on the planet, Rush Limbaugh shocks listeners with a medical diagnosis. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Rush Limbaugh shocking millions of his listeners with the announcement he has advanced lung cancer.
Diagnosis confirmed by two medical institutions back on January 20th.
Limbaugh, who is 69, used to smoke cigarettes and originally thought he had a heart problem as he had shortness of breath.
The coronavirus continues to rapidly spread across China, where authorities say there's been a spike in confirmed cases. It's up to 20,000 now, an 18% jump in just 24 hours. At least 425 people have died from the virus. And Forbes' first ever list of the highest earning podcasters is out, and Joe Rogan, who hosts the Joe Rogan Experience, tops the list, earning $30 million last year. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's rape trial picks back up today in New York City after some dramatic moments yesterday when one of his accusers suffered a panic attack. Lawyers for the disgraced movie producer were questioning Jessica Mann when the incident occurred. She was reading a letter to a former boyfriend that she'd written when she broke down and started crying. It led to a short break, but Mann was reportedly still having a hard time breathing, so the trial was stopped for the day. A powerful winter storm that bombarded the Rockies with heavy snow yesterday, heading now towards the center of the country. The National Weather Service says the storm will generate a band of snow and ice from the southern plains to the northeast over the next few days. And in the south, forecasters are calling for heavy rainfall and possibly severe thunderstorms today through Thursday. As much as 3 inches of rain could fall on parts of Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, and the Tennessee Valley into Wednesday evening. And emotional support chickens? A Florida woman claims her 9-year-old son needs his 8 chickens as emotional support animals because of brain trauma. After a neighbor complained to the city sided with the boy, but the neighbor then appealed the decision, citing possible diseases the chickens could spread. The city commission yesterday ruled that the boy can keep his chickens for at least 120 days as they continue to review the issue. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, as they say, not because it's easy, but because it's hard. You know, it's been a long time coming, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, a majority of Americans woke up and said, whoa, what happened? You know, what's going on with our country here? We're on the wrong track and heading to socialism, and we've got elites running amok, and whatever happened to the concept of we the people, right? Well, it got turned on its head. It's like the other night we were watching Blue Bloods, and they were talking about opposite day, right? And it's like so appropriate. It's like so much of what's happening in our world and our country today is just opposite. It's like, well, what's going on here? You know, up is down, down is up. Of course, we've been warned, for those of us who understand and read the Word of God, we're told in the book of Isaiah, woe is that day when good is called evil, evil good, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. And here we are right now in the 21st century America. We're living opposite day, and the thing is amazing is that you try to have reason with people and say, you know, can you not see this? Fact is, they can't see it, and it's very frustrating. And you know, this is what's going on, and this is why the angst in our culture is on the trajectory that it is. Well, that aside, it's important for us to understand what's going on with this coronavirus. And here to give us an update is Dr. Roger Klein. I don't know why I keep wanting to say Richard, maybe because I knew Richard Klein. But Dr. Roger Klein, he's an expert with the Regulatory Transparency Project's FDA and Health Working Group, a former medical director of molecular oncology at the Cleveland Clinic, a former advisor to the FDA, CDC, CMS, and HHS. Dr. Klein, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on, Bill.
Well, good to have you. I mean, you know, we've gotten reports about, you know, this coronavirus, you know, more reports of people dying. You know, it took a bit. You know, some of us were saying, wait a minute, why are we still, you know, allowing planes out of China and sending planes? But now the government says, hey, look, a timeout on all this for right now, right?
Yes. Look, we're right to be concerned, and I think these are appropriate measures to take. I tend to be somewhat more optimistic than the media would media reports would suggest. I mean, when I look at the and again, I think we're doing in part that's because we're doing the right thing here. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the numbers, then you know we've got 11 people here who are. Right now, who are sick, all of whom went to China. There's only 2 instances where there's been person to person spread. Right. And you know, I think if it were exceptionally highly transmissible. There would be more sick people because these folks were exposed to other people on the transit to getting to the United States. So,
exactly.
So that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is if you look at the death rate, most of the cases and most of the deaths are in China. It's running about 2% based on reported cases, but it appears that there are probably a lot more cases where the people aren't really getting sick. Mm-hmm. And what happens is you get biases in the initial reporting because the people that come to attention are the sickest.
Exactly.
So I saw one study suggested, you know, maybe there's five times as many cases mm-hmm. in China as is reported.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would make the death rate kind of look like the flu, mm-hmm. you know, a typical flu season. And I think that's China. That's not here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a different medical system, different medical facilities. So I'm pretty optimistic. I think the risk for most Americans is low. We had 200 every year. We have about 228 people struck by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
There about 27 people die a year from lightning strikes. And if you compare it with the flu epidemic, flu season last year, we had over 40 million people infected with probably 60,000 deaths. So I think it's important to watch it. They're doing the right thing, but
mm-hmm.
I tend to be optimistic and feel the risk for Americans particularly is quite low.
Well, you were anticipating my question about the flu consequence, and I didn't realize the numbers. I knew they were out there, but not quite that high. But, you know, 60 million and resulting in how many deaths, you said? 60,000?
About 40 million people infected. And
yes.
Around 60, maybe a little more, a little less, but around 60,000 deaths.
Yes.
So this is not, mm-hmm. you know, we haven't had any deaths here. My understanding is at least some of the people who have contracted this virus are doing fine here.
Yeah.
And
Yes,
go ahead, please.
No, like you say, I mean, here, this is the United States. That's one thing. I think part of what's causing the problem is you got the media hyperventilating, and they're turning this into a pandemic. I think some people, copywriters, just sit in the back room, let me use that P word. Can I use the pandemic word? I just need to let it leak, you know, because it feels so much better to be able to throw that headline out there, and it makes people unnecessarily wiggy. But you're exactly right. The other thing is you know, can we trust the information that's coming from China? Because that any information that we get from China always comes with an asterisk.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And we really don't know. We've heard criticisms and we've heard praise, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's difficult to say, but let's assume the numbers that are right. I mean, most people who have been infected haven't been tested, so that you have more. You're talking about reported cases of around 400 deaths and 20,000 reported cases, which sounds like a lot. On the other hand, you know, the province has 60 million people in it where this is occurring.
Right.
So it's still a small proportion of the people there. It's hard to know. I mean, it really is hard to know what's coming out of there. What we can say based on what's going on elsewhere is it doesn't look overwhelmingly transmissible. I mean, I think, yeah, the pandemic, it's going to spread all over. It's in, you know, almost 30 countries.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the countries that, you know, certainly the more advanced countries are taking measures. They're restricting travel. And I think, you know, quarantining people, like we're quarantining people. And I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're observing those who are from other parts of China, those who are in the epidemic. We're watching them. We're not letting them interact with other people. I think that's the right thing to do. Until we better understand this. But from what one can see initially,
mm-hmm.
I tend to be optimistic and feel that this is, from a public health standpoint, is unlikely to cause great harm in the United States, and certainly not anything approaching what some other diseases. We're going to get immunity to this, and you know, in
right.
China, we know where they're exposed to it. But most people aren't going to be exposed to it here. I mean, it's just not. That's how it looks now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Klein, we can be grateful, you know, for you know, the CDC and how quickly they really moved, you know, quite rapidly, you know, to get in front of this and, you know, to keep us safe. It's not, it doesn't mean that, you know, we drop all precaution, but we can be thankful. And they've even offered to help China, but China says, no, we got it. We got this. I don't know. I don't know how well they got it, but they got it. Dr. Roger Klein is with us. He's giving us an update on the coronavirus, and our conversation with him will continue as to what you can do to protect yourself. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Values, faith,
service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Russian Independent, we are, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And our conversation with Dr. Roger Klein continues as he's giving us an update on the coronavirus and putting it all in perspective. And these numbers are important. As he says, about 270 people, for example, are struck by lightning in the U.S. each year, causing 27 deaths. Last year, a flu season was fairly typical. Estimates that are over 40 million people contracted the flu, with as many as 60,000 deaths, and that's with a vaccine. So, just think about that. So, certainly, and I think we're on the tail of the flu season. At least I want to think that anyway, Dr. Klein. But it runs the full spectrum. I mean, this has kind of been an interesting, flu season that, typical on some edges, but I hear more on the outer edges where, maybe slight infection in and out and inside of a week, which is, in my experience has been very atypical, because usually when the flu comes, it's one of those gifts that just keeps on giving week after week.
Yeah, and it goes on for a few months. Mm-hmm. I mean, and people get sick with varying levels of disease. So, if most people who are, when you're talking about 40 million people, I mean, most mm-hmm. people aren't obtunded.
Right.
And that's what it's important to understand. We built up a level of immunity. People get vaccinated, so even when the vaccines don't specifically carry or cover the strain, they provide some level of immunity. And, I think that's one of the things that is a bit frightening about this particular coronavirus is that it's new, and people are always frightened of something that's new, but we have some experience now, and I think, we are learning. And again, I don't believe at all there's a reason to panic. What can you do to protect yourself? I mean, so what people ought to do to protect themselves is what they should be doing all the time, which will protect them from colds and from the flu, which is washing their hands when they're when they're in public places. We shake hands with people, and it's one of the biggest ways people spread colds, for example,
exactly,
is by shaking hands. I think liberally using hand sanitizer, mm-hmm. washing hands, these sorts of things are going to protect against the things that you're likely to get, which are colds, or much more likely to get, for example, the flu. When you go on airplanes, there's advice. I usually try to blow the fans kind of over and across.
Redirect them. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, to get. And, there people give advice, don't put things in the pockets in the front of the seat, because people might put tissues in there and that sort of thing. Yeah.
I'm wiping down. I got wipes. I'm wiping down the tray. I'm wiping down the, the armrests, so just as a tradition. And it's interesting because, people see you doing that and they go, God, honey, hand me the hand wipes. We'll have a hand wiping party there in the row.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. People are doing fist pumping instead of shaking hands. And the funny thing is, it seems strange, but it actually works. Now, is this going to protect you against coronavirus? Well, I think these types of things probably would. I'm not sure how transmissible it is without close contact, but I think that they would. But it's not really – I think people have to understand it's not really circulating widely. I also wanted to follow up on one thing that you said. The CDC has been doing an excellent job from the beginning, but also, the administration came out and they declared a public sector, AZAR declared a public health emergency, and I think it was the right thing to do. We mm-hmm. put in travel bans. We're really watching people closely who come from China. We're quarantining people who are coming from these regions. And these types of moves, people can say, well, oh, they're excessive, and I suspect there's always critics. But I think it's better safe than sorry, and so I think they're doing the right thing, and what they're doing is seems mm-hmm. likely to minimize any potential impact in the United States.
Yeah, all we need is another SARS pandemic, right? I mean, SARS was by comparison, I mean, it really And it scared people, and understandably, I mean, you know, that we need to be, you know, be vigilant about this stuff and be all the smarter for it. And like you said, Secretary Azar, you know, did a good job in this administration, I think. And as you say, you'll always get the antithetical viewpoint, you know. In fact, I'm surprised somebody hasn't taken something to court and claimed that, you know, we shouldn't be reasonable here. Because that seems to be the order of the day. But, you know, a lot of this stuff, as you say, you know, Dr. Klein, you just, it's common sense, right?
Yes. Yeah, yes, I agree. I think it's common sense, and I don't, there's no need to, there's no reason to needlessly expose our population, our people, to something that I think we can prevent, certainly until we better understand it. And so I think we're absolutely doing the right thing. In contrast to SARS, I would say that SARS had, at least on the reported cases, had a death rate that was much higher. I mean, it was close to 10%. And right. At least based on reported cases, now we have better testing now and better access to testing. We only had eight documented SARS cases in the United States. But that was a while back. We have considerably more travel, I think, between the U.S. and China now.
Right.
And so there's more possibility of spread that route, and I think we're doing the right thing, and as a result I believe that the impact here from a public health standpoint is going to be limited.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's encouraging, and of course we're seeing that. I mean, we only have 11 cases in the U.S. right?
11 cases. Mm. Everybody has either, all nine of them came from China, and the other two were close contact. We haven't had any deaths. And I'm optimistic. You know, the idea is not to get this thing, it's to prevent this virus from circulating. Mm. Thus far, we've contained it to the at-risk populations. This suggests to me that maybe it doesn't spread, say, the way the flu does.
Exactly.
You know, where you're going to get a lot of sick people on who come into contact with somebody who is infected, but part of it is the public health measures we're taking, and again we're doing the right thing, and we'll get through it.
Well, this virus is this kind of flu-like? You know, the actual effects, you get a fever and shakes and all that kind of stuff. Some you know, similar to the flu?
Yeah, I mean, you get some people get a severe pneumonia, and in China, the reported cases, again, these are the ones who came to attention, so they're sicker. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe 20-25% of the people are getting pretty sick with it. But I think people are now believing that it can be everything from having essentially no symptoms to cough and a fever, or you know, a full blown pneumonia with a higher fever and difficulty breathing and those sorts of symptoms. Most of the people have been tested, and this is important. We've tested a pretty good number of people, you know, a couple hundred, I think, and most of them have tested negative.
Wow, that's good. Well, and the thing is, typical, you know, our own humanoid mentality on this whole deal is, when we get sick, we think, oh, it's not that bad, until it gets bad. And, you know, so you get that dynamic coming into play as well, right?
Yes, I mean, and I don't want to minimize the need to take precautions. I just think that it's a mistake to panic about this. And you had asked whether this was similar to the flu. I think symptom-wise it is. You know, but it's interesting that what was remarkable, I think this is worth saying, is that they were able to build, in a matter of weeks, get the sequence of this virus and set up tests for it. Almost as soon as the outbreak occurred. That's what's new in some of the great medical technology. It was done in China with American technology.
Exactly. Well, and Americans, as I mentioned earlier, offered to help the Chinese, but the Chinese said, hey, we got this, right?
Yeah. Right.
They feel confident enough to take it from here, and so we'll keep an eye on it. And Dr. Roger Klein, we thank you for coming on and you know, breaking it down, giving us a straight update about it, because we were just hearing sound bites, and it's important that we stay informed. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Dr. Roger Klein here on Bill Martinez.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Results from the Iowa presidential caucuses late yesterday are confusion, as the actual results have been delayed by technical glitches. They may not be released until sometime later today. The state Democratic Party saying it found inconsistencies in the reporting of 3 sets of results. Most of the major candidates have already left Iowa, and they're now in New Hampshire, among them Senator Elizabeth Warren.
When I left Iowa, I said it was too close to call, and it still is, but I feel good.
More senators are expected to explain their votes in the president's impeachment trial today on the Senate floor. A final vote on the 2 articles is scheduled to happen tomorrow, and the president's expected to be acquitted. President Trump will give the annual State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress tonight, expected to tout things like new trade deals and the strong economy. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And coming up, we've got Dr. April Armstrong, a professor of dermatology, a clinical scholar, associate dean for clinical research. And we're going to be talking about moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Maybe you've heard about it, but I was amazed to read that nearly 6.4 million people in the U.S. live with plaque psoriasis, a chronic autoimmune disease that can cause a great deal of discomfort and appears in awkward places like the scalp, knees, and elbows. Those living with plaque psoriasis, nearly 2 million are considered moderate to severe, meaning that symptoms appear on 3 or more percent of the skin. A recent survey of people with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis revealed that while psoriasis appears on the skin, its overall effect on people can go much deeper, having an invisible impact on people's everyday lives. And here to tell us more about it is Dr. April Armstrong. April, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
But, explain what exactly is moderate to severe plaque psoriasis and what are some of the symptoms?
Moderate to severe plaque psoriasis is where patients have these red, itchy, painful plaques on their body, and it can occur anywhere, as you said. And the moderate to severe part really describes the extent to which the psoriasis can be. And so it can be quite extensive, and it can involve critical areas such as the face, the hands, And patients can have a significant, can experience significant impact from having this disease.
Mm-hmm. And so the symptoms themselves, as far as what we see, that seems to be obvious. But is there something that shows up to lead us to believe that we may be, we may be realizing a more severe condition?
Yes. So when patients notice that they have more of the psoriasis patches or plaques coming up on different parts of their body, and they notice more flaking from their skin and that their skin spots become thicker from psoriasis, those are the symptoms and signs leading us to believe that the psoriasis may be progressing to a more moderate to severe extent.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Armstrong, the survey was quite revealing about this chronic condition. Tell our audience about, some of the survey results.
So the survey really looked at the invisible impact of psoriasis. We know that when we look at moderate to severe psoriasis on the skin, we see what we see. But the survey revealed, for example, over a quarter of the patients actually experienced bullying in their life for having psoriasis. And also a significant proportion have flaking on their psoriasis, something we don't typically may not appreciate, but that reminded me of a patient of mine, for example. He had told me that at work, because of his psoriasis, he had flakes falling all over the floor, and his supervisor actually asked him to sweep up the flakes, which really had an emotional toll on him, that whole experience.
Wow.
So the survey really resonated with what my patients have told me about their experience having psoriasis at work or at home.
Well, did they experience also in terms of, you speak in a work condition, his fellow employees probably, stepping away from thinking, could I catch this? Or, it might be a little surprising for other people to come in contact, not to mention family.
Absolutely. I think that there's a common misconception that psoriasis is contagious, which it is definitely not. Mm-hmm. And patients, young patients are afraid to really form social relationships with other people because they see subtle signs that people may be avoiding them.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the surprising findings from the survey is actually the proportion of patients, nearly half of our patients with moderate to severe psoriasis are getting a little confused about the different treatment options, which I think is a really an area of critical need and gap that we need to address.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to educate and let them know that they've got options here. And we are hearing of some great successes. You mentioned one surprise. Any other surprises that the survey revealed?
I would say some other surprises that the survey revealed is the extent to which people are really not able to do what they want to do, things that are most meaningful and joyful to them in their life because of their psoriasis. And that's over 60% of our patients. Because of having moderate to severe psoriasis, they can't focus on what's most important to them.
Well, I got to imagine the focus is this plaque psoriasis, this condition, and it's got to compromise your worldview and how you view every day. I mean, everything, and again, I go back to what you shared with us earlier about this employee, feeling, it had to be embarrassing for him, to be addressed with this issue, because you try to work in such a way that you don't want it to be noticeable, but, in some cases it's obvious, right?
Yes. I think a lot of patients actually try to hide their symptoms by wearing long sleeves. And it's typically there's these critical moments in their lives. And for this particular patient, that was the time when he decided to seek treatment options. And the great news is that we do have a number of different treatment options that are available to us right now. So for patients with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, the American Academy of Dermatology and the National Psoriasis Foundation recommend biologics as one of the first-line agents for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. And, for example, patients can now go to the doctor's office and receive one of the biologics, for example, Ilumya, where you can get four shots a year to really reduce the skin inflammation, the flaking, the itching that we're talking about. and most patients tolerate the treatment really well, a small proportion may experience upper respiratory infections or injection site reactions or diarrhea, but most of them have found a substantial relief from the symptoms of psoriasis that we talked about.
Yeah. Dr. Armstrong, there's people that are facing, those patients that face the invisible side of moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. What tips do you have for them?
I have two tips. Number one is that make sure you connect with others who may be going through the same experience. I think this has been really helpful for some of my patients, knowing that they're not alone. And one place to look for support groups or advocacy groups is the National Psoriasis Foundation. And the second tip is talk to a dermatologist who is really well-versed in treating psoriasis. These days we have a lot of options that are available, and knowing and then being able to go to a provider who are very familiar with these treatment options is important. And you can also go to Illumia.com to find out more results about the survey, in addition to looking at some of our treatment options.
Well, we're talking with Dr. April Armstrong, professor of dermatology and clinical scholar, associate dean for clinical research, and talking about plaque psoriasis. And as you can only imagine, for those who are struggling, with plaque psoriasis, this can be debilitating, can it not?
Absolutely. This condition can affect patients in a number of ways, not only their skin, as we see in this particular survey, that it really affects their social interactions. It affects the way they feel about themselves, and then it also affects the way in which they see themselves and their potential in reaching and doing what they really wanted to do in their lives. So it's really important to bring awareness of the effect of moderate to severe plaque psoriasis on patients' lives.
Well, and I think people will be surprised. There's lots of options, as you say. While moderate to severe plaque psoriasis cannot be cured yet, the physical symptoms, redness, flaking, and plaque thickness on the skin can be effectively managed with a variety of treatments, right?
Absolutely. And our treatment options for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis typically involve the biologics, which are these protein-based therapies, and they are oftentimes delivered as injections. We also have oral therapies that one can use. And then finally, we have phototherapy, which is light therapy that can be used to treat psoriasis, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. I would say that in the former years, we typically relied on phototherapy or oral therapy, but in the last decade, the advancement has really been in the area of the biologics for our patients.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Armstrong, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
They can go for more information at Illumia.com. That's Illumia.com.
Dr. April Armstrong right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thanks, April. Have a great day.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're going to be talking about Heaven Quest, A Pilgrim's Progress, inspired, of course, by John Bunyan's classic tale, The Pilgrim's Progress. A regal man named Vangel is thrust on a journey against his will when he is suddenly and mysteriously arrested, injured, and lost after escaping the Dark King's men. Vangel begins to have strange dreams and visions of a mysterious woman in white calling him from the unknown territory of the North, armed with a book called The Record of the Agents that he receives from a wise sage named Elder. Vangel embarks on an adventure that takes him through treacherous mountain ranges, unending deserts, the lake of doubts, the forest of no return, and along the way, Vangel learns about the fable Good King and his son in the north, but first, he must make it there alive. So that's the basic synopsis of Heaven Quest, and for those of us that saw it in October, it was quite impressive, to say the least. It had a 48-hour digital release in October, and the movie was named one of the top 12 Christian films of last year by Crosswalk.com, and now, this week, it is being released on DVD, video on demand, and all the usual digital platforms. And so we're excited to have one of the movie stars, Ricky Kim, with us. A little background on Ricky, an award-winning actor, entertainer, and producer from South Korea. Since starting his career in South Korea in 2006 as an actor, Ricky's been involved in acting and the production of dramas and TV shows on almost every major network in South Korea,
Ricky Kim's international fame is also directly connected to his social media influence. Over the past few years, where Ricky has over 200,000 followers on Instagram alone, close to 500,000 followers across all social media platforms, and through his latest hit TV shows like Law of the Jungle and Oh My Baby, Kim has gathered millions of fans and social media followers from not only South Korea, but also China and throughout the rest of Asia, South Asia, and all over the world. Ricky Kim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm excited to be talking about Heaven Quest. I love the movie, and I love that it did remind me of the classic Pilgrim's Progress. I got to tell you that up front.
Well, you know, you gave a great introduction to the movie, and I thank you so much for giving me that introduction too. It's just amazing to be a part of a project like this, and to just have you being one of the fans, yes. Especially when you say when you watch it, you're like, you know, you felt that vibe of Pilgrim's Progress in there, so thanks a lot.
Well, so how did you come in contact with Heaven Quest?
Well, I was in Korea just going through some projects, and me and my wife were just looking at what was next for us, and we thought, you know, it'd be nice to do a more global project, and this came across the table. At first, it didn't just jump out and wasn't the most appealing thing at first, but then I flew over to L.A., had a meeting with the producers, and it just seemed like this project had some amazing potential, just because, I said this before, it's kind of a project that was pitched as, you know, we're not going to do it the exact same way the industry standard, and we're going to do things a little bit differently, because this is in the area of faith and Christianity. We're going to put a lot of faith behind this, and
right.
And for me, I thought this would be something that would be kind of a crazy journey, and I wanted to be a part of it. I really did.
Are you a Christian yourself, Ricky?
I am. I'm a man just walking in faith daily. Amen. It's a daily battle for me. I get up and just carry my cross each day, and you know, this movie was just a blessing for me. It challenged me in many areas, and it grew me in many areas. So I'm just so thankful just to be a part of it.
So you already knew, you had some understanding of John Bunyan's classic tale, Pilgrim's Progress, all right?
Yeah, being Korean-American, living over in Korea for a while, this book is just so personal. And so close to a lot of Christians out there. Korea, they send the most missionaries out in the world, all over, next to America, and a lot of Christian missionaries. This is kind of a book that you get introduced to at a young age. Like,
yes,
your parents read you the stories, and
right.
It's kind of like the references from the book and the journey of that process of really finding and seeking. It's a book that's been close to me for a while.
That's awesome. Well, Ricky, you know, looking at your background and your involvement with the industry, was this your first faith-based project?
This was my first, I guess you can say, like classical or traditional faith-based project.
Uh-huh.
But for me, you know, every project I jump onto, I'm a man of faith, so whatever I'm a part of, I'm bringing it with me.
Yeah, exactly.
But this was, you know, the classical start, middle, finish, everything about it was a faith-based project. But it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I mean, I've seen a lot of faith-based movies. I've seen a lot of faith-based television, Christian network. But this movie was kind of pushing the extremes on all edges of creativity.
Really?
And from the script, from meeting the staff and the producers and having the chance to be an executive producer on this too, like seeing the people that are enjoying this project.
Yes,
it wasn't what I expected. Like, you know, we really wanted to get I wouldn't say the best of the best, but the creative of the creatives, like the really creative people, the really colorful people, the ones that really wanted to push those edges of what people thought a Christian film would be like. And say, you know, this is just a film. This is a creative film, and we're not all Christians, but a lot of us that are on the producing and creative side of it are. And this is a big part of our lives.
It's still about the story, isn't it, Ricky?
Oh, I think, you know, any movie or any TV show or, you know, marketing or promotion or anytime you're trying to tell something, it's a story. And so, you know, I think when you're watching a movie, any kind of a movie, you want to be told a story. You want to be told a story.
Exactly.
So this movie is telling a story. It's telling a story of a guy that thought he had it all figured out and then was kind of lost and found a direction, going down that path and kind of a pilgrimage.
Mm-hmm.
And along, you know, there's a bunch of crazy, cool events that happen. Also, you know, if you are a person that walks in faith or is familiar with a lot of stories in the Bible, you're gonna be able to look at these metaphors and these classical characters and be like, wow, I can kind of dig into that. Mm-hmm. I want to compare on that. I want to have a conversation about that. So it's a fun movie afterwards to watch a few times and kind of break down.
You know, I think it's cool when you get people who have such giftings and talents and you give them a canvas to paint on. And in this particular case, it wasn't, hey, we're just going to have people of faith. Let's just have people who are gifted and come together. I got to imagine, Ricky, that those that didn't have much faith, this had to impact them. I mean, because you don't put your hands on this kind of a classic tale. And even the way, you know, Heaven Quest is presented, and you come away the same as you started. I got to imagine some hearts were changed during this process amongst the cast and crew. Was that the case you found?
Oh, definitely. And I think, again, going back to even in business, or if you're a teacher, or if you're a janitor, or you know, working at a radio station, wherever you work, I mean, mm-hmm. if you bring your faith with you, I mean, in all aspects of life, you're going to meet people that are not walking that same walk. And again, with this movie, we didn't just hire people that were just in the realms of Christianity. We wanted to hire people that were talented and that understood the journey we're going on to, because you had to be courageous and confident when you jumped on a project like this. You have to say, okay, I'm in this boat with you guys. And so along that journey, you know, you got people that are really walking that line of faith, that really narrow path. And you have people that haven't. And when you see that, it's not in a preaching and teaching kind of a way. It's kind of just impactful where you just see it. Where, you know, the saying of be the salt and the light. Well, the funny thing about salt and light is it doesn't speak. It just, it tastes like salt. It looks like light.
It just is. Exactly.
It just is. And so being just what we are, in the finest we could be, in the rawness we could be, and even being vulnerable, showing our weaknesses. I mean, on a non-Christian, non-faith, you know, faith project too, it's the same way. You want to be vulnerable. You want to be open. You want to be sensitive sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so on this project, when we were producing it, I mean, we were open and we were raw and we were vulnerable, but we kept our standards and we created our culture. Mm-hmm. And I think let's not be afraid of finance. Let's not be afraid of the industry standard, and let's be courageous. Let's be courageous, and let's be confident. Let's just do this. And the people that walked with us, I know they were impacted, and little seeds were planted. And on set too, we had two people that came to faith. It was amazing. Yeah. Like two people said, you know what? I want to rededicate my life. I want to dedicate my life to Jesus. And it was just amazing to see that. Just people just like, you know, I'm starting now. So it was cool to see that.
Oh, that's awesome. And we're talking with Ricky Kim. He's one of the stars, actually an executive producer for the movie as well, of Heaven Quest. It's A Pilgrim's Progress, based on John Bunyan's classic tale, A Pilgrim's Progress. And of course, it was released in a 48-hour limited showing, and even that limited showing caught the attention to such a degree that it was named one of the top 12 Christian movies last year. And we're excited to tell you that it's now available on all the digital platforms, video on demand and DVD and all that good stuff. And Ricky, of course, one of the stars. Ricky, I think it's quite interesting, as you mentioned, I mean, the breadth of talent. I mean, international. I mean, you know, here you're from South Korea. You had another one of the stars, a telenovela star from Mexico that was in the movie with you.
Yeah, we had we really wanted to push those limits of creativity when it comes to the ability to act, the ability to perform, and just really to be an artist. And when you put a canvas out there, and you don't want to just paint it, you know, black or white or a certain kind of a perspective. You want to really just give it a broad look. And so when we had the ability to create our own world, I mean, John Bunyan, he made an amazing, you know, the novel, the book is an amazing, this world that he built. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to have that opportunity to look into that and to build our own world off of that, it gave us a little bit more interpretation. And so to have a movie that is painted, let's say it was just an Asian cast or a Caucasian cast or an African-American cast, or just we decided, you know what, we see the world of faith being very colorful. and very multicultural. And so what would it look like to say there's no boundaries of that when it comes into communication, it comes into a conversation and fellowship and, like, relationship?
Exactly.
And so
Ricky, we got to leave it there. We're all out of time. Ricky Kim, thank you for being with us.
God bless you. Thank you.
Poliarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poliarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poliarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever...